Good morning. Moments of Melody Time. Recently, I read an interesting story about a man in debt. The man in Oregon some years ago was forced into bankruptcy. This indebtedness burdened him for years. Recently, after making some money, he decided to pay off the entire debt. He began to advertise for his creditors and said, "I am ready to pay." Month after month passed, but no response came. He was determined to pay his debts, but as soon as he possibly could. He was constantly on the lookout for people to whom he owed money. Where are his creditors? Some probably have moved away and were not able to read the advertisement he put in the paper. And others maybe don't trust him. You know, his offer is one of debt, not of grace. He feels an obligation to the particular people that he's trying to contact. But God offers a heavenly banquet, and people take somewhat the same attitude to his banquet. We're going to read about that banquet in our verses today. Fellow guests said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who shall feast in the kingdom of God." But he answered him thus, "There was a man that gave a great supper and sent out many invitations. And when the time came for his supper, he sent one of his own servants, telling the invited guests to come, for all was now ready. And all of them with one accord began making excuses. 'I have bought a farm,' the first one said to him, 'and I must needs go and look after it. I pray thee, count me excused.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 pair of oxen, and I am now on my way to make trial of them. I pray thee, count me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and so I am not able to come.' The servant came back and told his master all this. Whereupon the host fell into a rage and said to his servant, 'Quick, go out into the streets and lanes of the city. Bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame.' When the servant told him, 'Sir, all has been done according to thy command, and there is room left still.' The master said to the servant, 'Go out into the highways and the hedges, and give them no choice but to come in, that my house may be filled. I tell you, none of those who were first invited shall taste of my supper.'" Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.